Six-year-old Taras works on his movement at a center for children with disabilities in Kyiv. Taras has cerebral palsy. His mother, Svetlana, says she's grateful he can still come here for therapy despite the war.
We're getting him to use his arms and legs so he can have full mobility and he can also socialize here.
Taras's grandmother likes to help. The family lives in Kyiv, but when the invasion began, they were in their summer home outside the city. Russian forces took over their village. For a week, they lived in fear. The memories are still painful. But Svetlana says it was Taras who gave them strength.
It was very difficult. Constant explosions, dead people, anxiety. It may have seemed as if Taras didn't understand anything, but he understood everything. He was being so strong. Sometimes it felt as if he was the one supporting us.
The war adds to the challenges the children here face. The center's director says it also increases pressure on staff who are exhausted but have kept the center running.
The whole team stayed and we're all working. Mentally, we are very tired. It's hard, but we work even during the air sirens in the shelter.
Since Russia's invasion, this center has become even more vital, not only for children in the Kyiv region, but also for families who've been forced to flee from other parts of Ukraine. 8-year-old Dima is going to try water therapy for the first time. It helps with movements and strength. Dima and his family lived under Russian occupation for 5 months in the eastern city of Izyum until Ukrainian forces retook it. Like Svetlana, Olena finds it hard to talk about the past. She just wants to focus on the future and help her son move forward step by step.
This place is really important because he lost so much time because of the war.
Outside of Ukraine's big cities, such support for children with special needs is rare. Disability can be misunderstood, families often left to cope alone. The invasion's made it harder. More centers like this are needed, places that offer care and support and prove that even in war, there can be light. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.